You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and next up today is the junior editor for Tidal Echoes. Welcome, Erica Bergren. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I know. I'm pretty good.
That's
trying
great.
Trying to social distance and all that.
Would you introduce yourself, please, and just tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. So I am Erica Bergren. My position at Tidal Echoes is junior editor. So I've been working for the past few months on this year's edition of Tidal Echoes. Next year, I will be senior editor on Tidal Echoes. So from fall to spring, I'll be working on that issue. And I'm a student at UAS.
And how has the closure of UAS, University of Alaska Southeast, affected your day-to-day schedule and responsibilities?
So I'm a student primarily. I was working at the Rookery Cafe, actually, but the Rookery closed, so we no longer have employment there, which is fine. It was a little bittersweet. I miss my coworkers, obviously, a lot. But, so I'm just doing classes online, trying to keep on top of that. Online courses aren't my favorite, but it's been manageable, which has been pretty good. Yeah,
it's all anyone can hope for, just managing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So you wanted to talk to our listeners today about Tidal Echoes, the literary arts journal for Southeast Alaska. I know that it was about to be published. It's published in the spring. Were you able to get it published on time this year with everything else that was going on?
We were, yes. We actually published it the week that we were supposed to have our regular launch, like our in-person launch that we usually have in Egan Lecture Hall. But we just switched it to an online format. So we worked with our IT department at UAS and our social media crew to kind of promote that and get that website all running so that people could tune into various like videos and video presentations by our artists and our writers, so that it was kind of a week-long launch, which was actually really cool to see.
Do you want to talk about some of the highlights or the featured writer, the featured artist?
Yeah, so our featured writer is Mo Longworth. She is a, I'll just read off her bio really quick. She's a prominent playwright in the Juneau community. Mo Longworth's most recent production was Blue Ticket Ferries Out of Alaska, and it was independently produced at McPheeters Hall via the Blue Ticket Theater Project. Mo's writing centers around issues of social equality, sexism, and the LGBTQ experience. So yeah, Mo is a really talented playwright, primarily. And I don't know if people have seen her show Blue Tickets Out of Alaska, but it was really, really powerful. And our featured artist was Pat Race, who owns Alaska Robotics. People might know his work through his work on the I Voted stickers on the most recent election, so that was pretty awesome to see his work featured there. He's an Alaska-born, Juneau-born artist and works in mostly graphic design, illustration, animation, and filmmaking. So he does a lot and does a lot for the community. I believe he's on the Alaska Council for the Arts as well. He's pretty impressive as a person.
Yeah, and he did the cover art for the hard copy, right?
He did, and he's also our featured artist. So his artwork is actually, there's like a several page spread interview and kind of spread of his artwork through within the journal itself, right there in the middle.
Well, what were some highlights of the process or the final publication itself or launch week for you as junior editor?
It was really, actually, really fun to work on. We had several of our poets actually read their published poems on a video, and then we published them through our through our social media and through our website. So we had Lynn Davis read her piece, Between the Worlds. We also had Alicia Steiner reading her piece, Knitting Needles. We had Mo and Pat both do kind of introductory videos to themselves and how their process works. And it was really, Pat's in particular was like very, very professionally done because he's a filmmaker. So it was kind of cool to see. So that was really awesome. And we actually got a lot of engagement on our social media and our pages. So it's been really cool to see.
I bet that felt pretty good.
Yeah, it was. It was actually really, really heartening because we were very kind of a little distraught there for a little while because we didn't know if we were actually going to be able to publish the journal at all or how this was going to affect us. But we really pulled together and kind of felt our way through this this experience that none of us had expected and none of us had ever gone through before. So, yeah, I was really proud of our team.
And some more great news is that you can get a copy of the publication. Now, of course, it's normally available mm-hmm. in bookstores, and bookstores are closed right now. But tell us how else we can get a copy.
So through the JAC, you can get a copy. So the JAC website or our website, which is uas.alaska.edu, and then it's /arts_sciences/humanities/Tidal Echoes. But the easiest way to get to our website is to just Google Tidal Echoes. That's T-I-D-A-L space Echoes, E-C-H-O-E-S. And that should bring you directly to our page. And then right at the bottom, there's a button that says Order Now that redirects to the JAC's website. And they're shipping them from the JAC. So you can get them like the next day in the mail. And they're just $5. So it's pretty reasonable.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for speaking with me today. Erica Bergen from UAS, student and junior editor for Tidal Echoes. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the publication or what's next?
Yeah, just, I guess, stay tuned for our next edition. It's going to be really wonderful to work on. And I hope that people submit their work because I know that this community is so talented. I'm always blown away with the work that I see, and it's been a pleasure to work on, and thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And will you be the senior editor for Tidal Echoes next year?
I will be. So I will be reviewing everyone's work and making sure that it's published and all that jazz.
I bet there's going to be a quarantine theme going on a little bit with next year's output. I know a lot of people are creating a lot of work right now. So, well, again, Erica Bergen. Thank you so much. Best of luck with everything. And thanks for all your hard work on Tidal Echoes. And thank you for sharing that information with us today.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Yep. Hang in there.